This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. We got to get up. Got to get a getting. We've been kind of dragging around here lately. We got to get up now and pick up the slack. This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. Pastor Albert Pendarvis bringing you another old-time, old-fashioned gospel message from God's Word. Let's get back to our study. We're looking at demon possession, demon spirits, the reality of demons, and all of those related subjects. And we were looking at the reign of Satan, his reign, his hold on this world, his how he leads and how he runs everything. And we were looking in our last study there about the Lord, how the shepherd went out and found the lost sheep. Isn't it marvelous that God's eternal grace, of God's grace, that he would love a poor wretch like you and me? Believer, are you aware that God loves us? Oh, listen, we were held captive by Satan, but Christ gave himself to put away our sins. And then for the Holy Spirit, let me stop here and make this statement. I do this occasionally in my regular services. I tell our folks, let's don't go off on a tangent. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are co-equal. The Holy Spirit is God, my friend. Christ is God. So let's look. He gave the Holy Spirit to come and call us one by one, delivering us from that power of Satan. Have you ever seen the power of Satan manifested? I have. I've seen individuals, and we've read in God's Word. We saw those there at the demon in Gadara, how that man was bound by Satan. He'd been controlled by chains and fetters, and he cut himself with knives, and he could not be tamed. That was the power of Satan. It was the power of Satan. Then, as we saw Judas Iscariot, he was under the power of Satan. But listen, how the Lord delivered us, you and me, if you saved, casting out demon spirits and setting us free from all error, setting us free from false doctrine, setting us free from the doctrines of demons, and bringing us into his banquet hall and adopting us as his children. Have you been adopted, my friend? Have you been adopted? Have you? Oh, my friend, I praise the Lord for the adoption of God. I heard this little story about these two boys was arguing, and one of them told the other and said, "My daddy loves me more than your daddy loves you." And he said, "No, he don't." He said, "No, he doesn't know no such of a thing." He said, you just born into that family, but my dad picked me out of a bunch of boys down there at the orphanage. He loved me more than your daddy loved you. My friend, the Lord picked the Old Trailblazer out. He just picked me out. One day he gazed down from heaven in his eternal sovereignty, in his majesty, and he put his finger on Old Trailblazer. "There's one of mine," he said. "There's one of mine. There's one of mine." He went on. He picked you if you saved. Oh, my friend, that's not our business, is it? That's not our business to argue over. No, it's grace for him to save us. But oh, the sustaining grace, the keeping grace of our blessed Lord to keep us saved. He said, "I'll never leave you." Another verse over there says, "We are kept." We are kept. Kept. Did you know when you get up in the morning and go out into the world, if you're God's child, you're kept. You're God's child. I believe with all my heart and all my soul and all that I have that every individual born into the kingdom of God has a guardian angel. And that angel is there day in and day out, night in and night out, going before us, coming behind us, watch care over us. I do. I believe that, my friend. You can foo-foo it if you want to. But listen, we find ourselves in the same sinful body beset by Satan and every emissary of hell that the believer is constantly warring with. No wonder Paul said, here's what he told me and you, told you and me, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand." Go over there, I believe it's in Galatians, and read those verses where he says, "Put on the breastplate of righteousness, and the helmet of salvation, and the shoes, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel." Did you ever notice that there's no armor for the backside? Why is that? Because we don't turn and run, my friend. We go forward. We face our enemy day and night. He says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against world rulers of the darkness of this world, against great host of wicked spirits. Now, you don't believe in wicked spirits, my friend? You don't believe that the devil is a real entity? You don't believe that he's a real person? He says here, to guard against that wicked spirit. The Christian life is a warfare, my friend. I tell my congregation here, we're in a battle. We're not going to win it. No, we're not going to defeat Satan. But, my friend, it's a battle to stay here testifying of the saving grace of God. And let me tell you something. The greatest encouragement I can give you, believer, maybe you're timid and broke down and beat down and worn down. Let me give you this verse. The battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. And to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand, and having done all to stand, he says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Now, did you notice? I mentioned this last time. He didn't say have our waist girt about with truth, but our loins. Our loins is where we find the reproductive organs. That gives us a picture of how a sinner is saved. The word of truth is planted in the sinner's heart, and the sinner comes to see himself as he is. It is this truth that the sinner never gets away from. Did you know when the Lord saves you, you never get away from what a sinner you were before the Lord saved you and what a sinner you still are, except now that you're saved? That's right. That's right. This is one of the strongest weapons you can fight Satan with. Oh, listen, my friend, listen. We can always go back and say to Satan, oh, yes. Yes, sir, Mr. Satan. I'm nothing. I'm corrupt. I'm vile. I have no righteousness. I once was your child. I once lay in your pit. But thank God, Christ died for such a sinner as I, and now my sin debt has been paid. Been paid in full. Did you know you owe a sin debt, fella? My lady friend, do you know you owe a sin debt? Mr. Trucker out there on I-75, do you know you owe a sin debt? You owe a debt. Did you know that there's a first-degree murder charge against you in heaven because you was there, helped crucify our blessed Lord, in essence? Now, my friend, don't slam on the brakes and pull off the road and cuss. No, just take your blame. You're a sinner. You belong to Satan. You're a child of Satan. But listen, Christ died for such a sinner. My sin debt's been paid in full. Can you say that? I like to go out on the front porch at night and look up into the star heavens and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving an old sinner like the trailblazer. Christ died for such a sinner as I am, and my sin debt has been paid full. I've made folks mad by standing in my pulpit and say, old Pendarvis don't have one sin really listed against him in heaven. Not one past sin, not one future sin, and not one present sin. Why? Because Christ died for me. Christ died for me. And if you don't believe it, you'll just have to take it up with Christ. You just have to take it up with him, my friend. Don't get mad with me. Rejoice with me. Yes, I'll have our loins girt about with truth. You can go back and make your calling election sure day after day, day after day. You can never forget the pit from whence the Lord dug you from, nor the slime keel he brought you out of, nor the depths of Satan he rescued you from. Isn't that grace? Isn't that marvelous? I stand in the face of old Satan, that old deceiver, and say, yes, sir, old boy. Yes, sir, Mr. Satan. I respect him. He's got a lot of power. Oh, but one day, let me tell you what one day. The Bible says that a lone angel, and I like to take it like this, back there in Revelation, you go there and read it if you will. It says a lone angel. I believe that's the least angel that God ever created. Just a little angel. And he brings a chain and binds old Satan. He don't have to take Michael, the archangel. He don't have to take the rest of them. All you fellas come go with me now. We're going to go bind old Satan. No, sir. No, sir. He's a defeated foe, my friend. And this little lone angel, take that chain and bind old Satan. Won't that be a great day? No more sin. No more agitation. No more confusion. No more criticism. None of those things, my friend. Are you saved? Could I just ask you this morning if you know the Lord? Do you know the Lord? Listen. Yes, sir, old boy. I was once yours, but the Lord rescued me. And now I'm married to Christ. Once I was married to Satan. I was one of his emissaries. I was. And, brother, I know the pit from which he brought me. The Apostle Paul tells us there, put on the breastplate of righteousness. When once a sinner is stripped of all of his unrighteous rags, he comes to see himself as one corrupt individual with no righteousness And he knows now. He knows. He knows the imputed righteousness of Christ. Did you know you must have a righteousness to get to heaven? Do you have any? You may be self-righteous. Oh, you may strut around like a peacock. Oh, I don't look and look down your nose at old Tom and old Joe broke down there. You might look down at the gutter and see the drunkard in the gutter and not even feel sorry for him. You proud? Are you proud? Who made you to differ? Listen, my friend, who made you to differ? My self-righteous friend, who made you to differ? Well, have you lifted yourself up out of the gutter by yourself? Or has God had mercy upon you? Oh, my friend, we ought to be so careful. We ought to be so careful and give God all the glory. But listen, my friend. There's comfort to the believer that our position, that's our position before God. We're without sin. We're without sin. When you and I sin, we have our confession box. The Bible said, if we sin, if we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us. And when we sin, the Christ turns to the Father and says, forgive him, Father. That's old Pendarvis. That's one of mine. That's one of mine elect. I paid his sin debt in full. Would you do that? Can you do that, my friend? My friend, this life's too short to go on without trusting the Lord. Are you trusting the Lord? Can you just lay down at night and say, thank you, Lord, for that old trailblazer being true to my soul? Or do you cuss me and raise hell with me? Don't do that, my friend. I'm one of God's children. Be careful. Be careful. The Bible says, touch not one of God's anointed. Don't criticize God's man, whoever he is, my friend. You have a faithful pastor, and you pray for him. Day in and day out, pray for him. And the Lord bless you for doing that, my friend. But I wish I could come into your home more often, sit down by your side, drink a cup of coffee with you, and I eat a piece of pie. Someone told me the other day they'd do that if I'd come by and see them. And the old trailblazer, just an old simpleton, God saved. An old simple old boy that God saved. Put his hand to the plow and never looked back. He said, if you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Are you looking back? Are you wanting to go back? There's nothing to go back to, my friend. God's child knows there's nothing back there to go back to. Only death and depravity and wreck and ruin. But my friend, the old trailblazer, is so happy to be with you folks. But my friend, the old trailblazer kind of bunged up a little bit. And I'm coming on down to the close of life. I'm not having much energy or nothing, but I'm still able to get around, walk, and drive my car, stand up and preach, tell folks how God saves a sinner. So if you would, you pray for me, and then write me. Let me hear from you. The old trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. Until next time, goodbye, and God bless you.